Ram, how you doing today?
Doing great, man. Long day recording so many podcasts. I'm really looking forward to kind of sharing my story on this one, man.
Absolutely. I feel you 100%. So just for the listeners, let's go into a little bit about who you are and what has your journey been?
So for those of you who don't know, my name is Ram Raviv. I'm an 18-year-old. I just graduated high school, obviously, just finished my first year of college. Very new into the whole entrepreneurship space. Been in it for about 3 or 4 months now. But within those 3 or 4 months of alone, I've learned some truly incredible stuff, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But just through my journey, through the people I've been able to network, I created a podcast called the Spreading Success Podcast, as well as I've been trying to get into a bit of other different business ventures, and through the help of my mentors, they'll definitely be helping me get there.
So with you being so young to entrepreneurship, have you found it difficult to find, I guess, consistent motivation and drive to do the tasks that you know you need to get done?
I do. It's not that I don't have the motivation. For me, it's just like doing it on a consistent basis in terms of time. But the main motivator that really drives me nowadays is the end goal, like for the short term, which is to escape the 9 to 5 before I graduate. And although the podcast, which is my main focus at the moment, doesn't directly contribute to that, it definitely helps, because I'm able to obviously network with people like you. And when I have other people on my podcast as well, I'm just able to network with them. And just that relationship capital is what I'm really focused on, building that long-term brand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. So with being in entrepreneurship, would you say that networking is the foundation for any level of success in the future?
Networking is by far the most important thing you can ever do. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter. I know a lot of people, this is an unpopular opinion, but it really is all about who you know. There have been tons and tons of people that have not only shown me the way through of podcasting, all the little secrets, but also of any business venture that I want to pursue in the future. They're showing me exactly how to do it. And if I didn't put myself out there, if I didn't provide value to them, if I didn't consistently ask questions, and not only just ask questions, but take action on those questions, they would not be helping me. And I would 100% not be where I am at to this day.
So what would you say that your biggest accomplishment in entrepreneurship has been so far, whether that's meeting certain people or, you know, starting a certain business venture? What would you say yours is?
Well, 100% the Spreading Success Podcast. Just not only the people inside of it, but just the recognition that I've been receiving from speakers at entrepreneurship events. Like, a lot of people, when I went to different events, they thought that I was a speaker, because because of the way that I surrounded myself with people and the way that some people knew me, just all the speakers and things like that, it really adds up. And it's such an important thing to put yourself out there and to build your credibility. And the thing with the podcast, and we'll obviously get into that, which is you're using other people's names to leverage yourself and build credibility for yourself. And that's something that's, you cannot do that with any other business venture. So the podcast for me, like you said, networking is definitely the most important thing. And that's really what's been helping me get to where I am and meet new people and hop on podcasts just like these.
Okay, so let's take that and jump right into your current business ventures or what you're planning on pursuing in the future. What's your game plan for, especially in college? I know a lot of entrepreneurs, myself included, are in college looking to be financially free, be self-sustained by the time that they leave college, not having to go and into a 9-to-5 job. What would your game plan in college and then after college, you know, to get some idea to the entrepreneurs in college as well?
So for me, like I said, I'm so glad that I went to this entrepreneurship event called Breakthrough and that I got to talk to some amazing people. But I started freshman year, obviously, 3 or 4 months ago. Since then, I've learned a crazy amount. But my plan as of now, this podcast is, for me, the Spreading Success, it's not free to operate. It does have a lot of expenses. But for me, I'm looking long-term, and just building this relationship is going to help me when that time is to, it's time to escape the 9-to-5 when I graduate. So in terms of a specific business model, by the way, the podcast itself can make you tons and tons of money if you know how to play your cards right. So that in itself, But for me, I don't even check my views. I don't even check anything about my podcast because I don't do it for other people. I do it for myself. I ask questions that I'm genuinely interested in, and I know it'll provide value to other people. And just talking to people, learning about their stories, connecting, that's where the passion is for me. So that's just the podcast can be kind of like a side thing that funnels to the real business, which I'm kind of looking through a bunch of different things, whether that be like Instagram growth or personal branding in that way, because obviously I've been able to use my personal brand and just leverage and talk to a lot of people. But one of the main things is a social media marketing agency, which is kind of running Facebook ads and things like that for companies, small businesses that are spending so much money on billboard ads and newspaper ads, things that are just not relevant anymore and not really trackable. It's such a big problem. And obviously a lot of young entrepreneurs are getting into this space because we were born with all this technology. So that's something that I definitely want to look into. And that's why I'm actually having a lot of people on my podcast that are doing social media marketing. So I can ask them specific questions that I have. And if I have those questions, a lot of the audience definitely has those questions, and definitely providing actionable steps. Because for me, the way I phrase my podcast is I'm like, if I was just starting out, what would be the first step you would take? And things like that. So it kind of puts it in a beginner's mindset and gives people overview of what it really takes. So social media marketing is definitely what I'm looking to do in the future. Obviously, new business models are coming out every single day. So that's my current plan. Obviously, it could change any day, but that's really what I'm trying to research a lot on right now.
So in college, have you learned anything that's helped you in your entrepreneurial journey, or would you say that it's just been a waste?
For me, I learned stuff. I mean, obviously, I'm only a freshman. I just finished my first year. I haven't even taken any of my major classes. But the one thing that I did learn was through a club, which was the College Entrepreneurship Organization. I'm really glad they had that in my school. My school is a very business-oriented school. So through that, I obviously got a board position in that because I'm not here to waste any time. So I got a board position and I got to, it's kind of like what I do with the podcast, kind of talk to people one-on-one and just being able to provide value and kind of share my story and even make potential businesses with other students. So that obviously has helped me a lot more, but the networking aspect of it, I go to a school in the city. It's called Baruch College. But for me, I was a very smart kid in high school. So I got like a full ride. I got into a very like prestigious honors program, free tuition, everything. So for me, just being able to network with those like high level people, even though they're not entrepreneurs like necessarily, they're going to be big people, whether that be in the finance world, market, like anything like that. Just being able to network with them and obviously have them for future use is definitely going to be something that's important for me, which is why for me, even if I make like 6-7 figures, for me, just having that, not even the safety net, just the people behind you to do whatever you want is very, very valuable.
Absolutely. So what would you say the most crucial skill is that you've learned in college or entrepreneurship in general?
Communication and networking. Networking, it literally doesn't matter how much you know about something. For me, like I have, like right now, I'm very new into the whole social media marketing agency, but because I networked myself, there have been people that have offered me, if I get them on my podcast, they will show me everything I need to know for SMMA. And that's crazy. I don't even need to know anything and I can become more successful than half the people that are paying thousands of dollars for a mentorship just because I put myself out there and I communicated, I said what I wanted, and I just made the most out of leveraging my podcast.
So what would be your advice for starting or beginning entrepreneurs moving into the field and they're looking for the best opportunity of where to spend their time, or they're looking for the best business model? What would be your advice to them?
So for me, I think no matter what you're doing, even if it's not business, 100% start a podcast, and you obviously know this firsthand. Starting a podcast, and it's not even about money. For me, I'm actually negative through this podcast. I'm not making any money right now. But for me, the relationships I've been able to meet, like I've been able to get people's phone numbers that I wouldn't even have dreamed of talking to in my life. And I'm having their phone numbers. I have a personal connection with them. And that right there, especially me, because I have all of my expenses paid for right now. I have full ride. I live with my parents. I don't dorm. So I'm basically good right now. I don't need money. For me right now, the long-term branding, and obviously I was obviously in a pretty lucky situation. A lot of people don't have that. But for me, I kind of worked my ass off in high school so that I could be able to have this kind of future. And obviously I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew that I was kind of different and not meant for the same traditional finance 9-to-5. So I knew I wasn't that. So to start a podcast, it's very inexpensive. you just got to get a regular mic. Obviously, you know, you're doing this right now, but very, very inexpensive. And just networking with as many people as you can, because whatever you do, the people who are doing what you want to do will be able to help you get there. Not only faster, it'll cost you way less, and you'll just be able to do it a lot better than your competitors if you're really connecting with the right people.
So what would be your advice, your insight onto getting higher level guests on your podcast? I know you interviewed Kyle Russell a few weeks back. What would be your advice for getting guys of that high caliber
onto your podcast? So for me, I've also had Sean Kelly, which he's doing a lot of things with Jersey Champs. But for me, the one thing that's kind of been able to drive, because once you have the initial of like 5-6 guests and they're like somewhat credible, then you can leverage their names and you're basically set for the rest of your podcasting career. So to get those initial guests, obviously you have to make connections outside of the whole podcasting. So what I did is I would go to a lot of entrepreneurship events, and whether you start a podcast or not, those events are amazing and you 100% should go to any of them that you possibly can. I just went to the one in the Hamptons with NetCon. Absolutely amazing. But definitely what you should do is there's just no specific way to do it. Everyone wants to give you a script, and if you're using a script to message people, you're not getting anywhere. They know it's fake. But so the way that I do it is I would go to guests, I would go to potential guests that went to these events, the speakers, for example, Sean Kelly, John Dane. Obviously, I mean, I knew John before, but so speakers like that, and you just make yourself known. You obviously talk to them, but you don't ask them there because obviously they're too busy. They don't want to schedule it out, whatever. So what I would do is I'll send them a voice note through DM, which is a very effective way that a lot of people are not really taking advantage of. And it's, don't just say, hey, you're kind of cool, come on my podcast. You can't, like, they can tell what's fake and what's not. So what I like to do, I send them a voice note. And obviously I don't really need to send that many voice notes anymore because I kind of have a lot of them lined up. And like I said, once you get the initial few, you can just leverage their name. But what I did is I'm like, hey, I saw you speak at this event yesterday. I really like this, this, and this. And you say specific things. Don't just say you were cool, I liked your energy. You have to say specific things that you really liked about them. And you say, I really feel like your energy and your vibe and what you specifically talked about would be very valuable to my audience. And I think you'd be able to get some exposure out of that as well. And it would be a great mutual exchange. You could share your story. And most of the time they love it, especially since they see like past guests and they see credibility. That's definitely the beginner way that I would start out. And obviously, once you keep going, it gets much easier because people know about you. But that's really the beginner thing that I would really advise.
Okay. So this kind of leads into my next question. What is the importance of building a personal brand, especially in 2019 and 2020? As, I mean, you're in college, and what is the importance of building a personal brand to you?
Mm-hmm. So for me, the podcast is literally like, it gives you everything you need. And I could say the podcast a million times, but the podcast actually does build a personal brand. And a lot of people on social media, I know John talks about this a lot, they're putting out a lot of fluff. And I'm going to be honest, I was doing this until very, very recently when I truly was mind blown. I realized exactly what I was doing, because a lot of people, including myself, like to talk about how to be successful, how to make money, but they're not making money themselves. So for me, what I did was I took a little step back, started posting less on social, started perfecting my craft in my podcast, starting learning more about business and actually making my own business so that I can provide people true value that will help them make money, not just be grateful, be persistent. Like, that's not helping anyone, okay? Everyone knows to be persistent. Everyone knows to be grateful. But how are you, like, what are the, how to run ads, for example, how to make money online? Like, that's what they really care about. They don't care about all this BS little motivation videos that you put on your story. That's why I stopped doing that. And I'm not going to lie, I could be a hypocrite all I want. I was 100% doing that for the longest, longest time. I was like, who needs a business? The personal brand can be the business. And while that is true, building a foundation for myself with the podcast and my business is definitely something that you need to create a killer personal brand. Because when you network with people, like, this is what would happen to me. I would be very embarrassed when I would go to these events because they would be like, what do you do? It's like, yeah, I have a personal brand. Like, what does that mean? You know, like, what are you doing to make income? What are you doing with the podcast? You know, like, I didn't really have anything to say. And I was networking with such high level people that I'm like, wow, I don't really feel that I deserve to be here because look at all them doing it, their stuff. And all I'm doing is just posting on Instagram and like just looking pretty, you know? So I was like, it's time to make a legitimate business out of it. And that's ultimately what I did. And for all the people that out there that want to start a personal brand, like I said, I can only say it so many times, but the podcast actually helps you start a personal brand without investing so much time in social media and all the fluff. So for me, building my name through podcasts like these helps gain the personal brand without focusing on things that don't matter. So you can kind of get a best of both worlds. You can make money connections, make actual money, and build your personal brand while just having conversation. You know, usually in another business model or another venture, you would have to do each of them separately. But now through a podcast, you're able to do all three. So that's really the route that I'm taking. Obviously, once I generate more income through a legitimate business and a tangible business, then I'll be able to provide more value, be more active on social media. But right now I'm trying to really perfect my craft and get my skills down.
For sure. What's your three tips, if you had three tips for starting a podcast in the next 5 days, what would be your tips?
Order a mic, first of all, because for me, everyone's like, oh, you need all the soundboard, a mic. I literally have these headphones and a microphone. Very easy. So what I did actually, when I first learned about what exactly podcasting was, it was through Casey Adams at a breakthrough event. And he was literally talking about, oh yeah, I just got a $100 mic. And I literally ordered the mic while he was still talking in his speech. I was like, that's it. Like, I'm taking action. I'm sick and tired of caring what other people think from high school. And I was like, that's it. It's time. So order a mic. If you guys are listening to this, order it right now. It's called the Yeti, the Blue Yeti. You don't have to get this one. This one's like $130. You can get a very cheap one, very affordable, obviously, as you know. And there's a thing called Zoom. Get it on your computer and start messaging guests. If you guys don't have any guests, you guys can message me. I'm pretty sure, Andrew, you'll also be more than willing to hop on. If you guys want to just ask how to even get started. Like, I was talking to Casey and he told me, why don't you start? Because I'm like, I'm not a 6 or 7 figure earner. I can't start a podcast. He's like, that's like the biggest myth. You don't need that, because what you're doing is you're using other people's value to leverage yourself. So that's the beauty of podcasting. And then once you leverage yourself, then that's where you become credible without even doing anything yourself. So it's kind of cheating the system. But definitely order the mic. Start getting guests. If you can't get anyone, if people don't like that you're new, me or Andrew, willing to hop on anytime, let us know. And then just start doing it consistently. When I first started, I was very inconsistent. That was my main problem. I was doing like once a week, once every 2 weeks. But for me, consistency is really important with podcasting and having an audience that genuinely wants to listen. It's not like Instagram, where it's not a search engine. People need to know about your podcast and they need to listen to it on a consistent basis. So the more consistently you post, and don't rush it. If you have to post very good content and provide real value, not like fluff, like, oh, where are you from? And then just talk about persistence the whole time. That's obviously important to get to know the guests and where they're from. But the real importance is really getting down to what do they do for their business and how can their experiences and what they've learned throughout their experience, how can that help you start today? Or how can that help you gain some more experience on what it really takes to run their business or to do whatever they're doing?
For sure. So using those keys to get started, would you suggest that a podcast is the best vehicle to start your, I guess, start your journey into entrepreneurship?
100%. And that was my vehicle as well, along with the personal brand. And obviously when you're first starting out in entrepreneurship business, you're not going to make money in the beginning. It just always works like that, unless you're very, very lucky or have a lot of mentors to back you up. Especially a lot of the entrepreneurs do not have a budget. They have very, very limited budget. So what I recommend, a podcast is fairly inexpensive. And after you have the headset, all you really need is Anchor to upload all your podcasts, which is basically, it's free. So once you do that, it takes a process, right? If you really want to get into the whole entrepreneurship thing, then a podcast is for long-term and branding and networking. So if you're here for the short term to make a quick buck, then yeah, go do whatever you got to do. But if you're really here for long-term to make powerful connections that will help you when it is time for you to dive into a business. Like for me, the whole reason why I'm getting into SMMA is because my guests are showing me the ins and outs of it. And I would not have been able to do that because I would not have been able to pay thousands of dollars for a mentorship, because I don't have that right now. Obviously, I'm focused on this mostly, not really on my income. I'm focused mostly on the cryptocurrency. 100%. That is exactly what you need to do, start a podcast, and it's a slow process. But once you kind of pick up momentum, that's really where it starts popping off. And that's where you start. Once you start a podcast, you'll be able to kind of work a business into it. And then it kind of becomes like one large thing. And the podcast funnels clients into your business and vice versa. And you can kind of even go into business with your guests that you have on the show, because they have a lot of value and knowledge that they can provide to you. And obviously you, through the podcast, you've met some crazy people that they can 100% work together and create something great.
Absolutely, 100%. So how, this kind of wrapping up now, how have you seen your mindset and entrepreneurship impact the people around you in college? Because this is something that I've experienced personally in college, is having my mindset of, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, what I'm doing is bigger than everything that's going on here inside these walls, and seeing it impact those people. What have you seen, you know, in a similar scenario?
Man, that's been pretty rough for me, like my whole surrounding environment in general, because for me, there's no one really around me in my school or in my kind of personal life that's really on the same wavelength. A lot of my friends are like, oh, he's doing this podcasting thing, he can't hang out, he's always busy. You know, they always use it as kind of like a, like just to make fun of me, ridicule me and things like that. And it's really hard, especially in college, when everyone, college is made for people, for 9-to-5ers. That's really what it's made for. And for me, I see a different value through it. That's why I'm still there, because it's definitely a lot more than just to get you ready for a job. It's the networking, it's the soft skills. Obviously, I'm actually going for digital marketing, so I'm really glad that they had that major. But that's really going to help me kind of develop a hard skill that I could hopefully use, not for the 9-to-5, but to my own business. But people are not supporting at all, and I don't think they will be for a long time. I mean, some people can just say, oh yeah, good job, but at the end of the day, like, they really don't care about what you're doing. And the truth is, no one really cares about what you're doing until you truly made it. And once they start seeing money, that's the one thing. Like, if my podcast got top 100, they still wouldn't care. But the thing that they care, if they see income and they see that they have to go work 12 hours a day at a beach club, and I'm out here making money through my computer, I can wake up whenever I want, like, obviously, you know, I have a schedule and stuff. But once they see that, then that's when they start supporting you, because you know why? That's when they're like, oh, how can I do this too? Now they want a piece of the pie. So in college, I mean, you have a few friends here and there, but the main thing is kind of working through virtual friends, which kind of sounds pretty lonely, but it's really the people on podcasts like these and going live with people and networking. Those are truly the people that you need to be surrounding yourself with as much as possible. And that's why I like to record so much, because just always being in that mindset, because it's very easy to get distracted in a community where no one supports your vision and no one really understands the bigger picture and the long-term game. So for me, it's just, I like recording all these podcasts, getting to know people, really communicating. And even if it's not just to provide value, just to kind of create a connection, create a friendship that I can't have here because all the people around me are not really in that kind of wavelength. So definitely that's why the podcasting, it's like the best of everything. You get everything, and all you have to do is record a conversation. So it's definitely been helped. It's helped me so much maintain that mindset of the 9-to-5 lifestyle. It's possible to escape it. My whole life I was trained that I'm gonna be like a businessman, right? Business, gonna work, finance or whatever. But through the whole Instagram thing and networking with people that are doing, they're literally doing what I want to do in my future already. They're showing me that it's possible, and just having those daily reminders through talking to people like this, it's truly the best thing in the world. And that's why I can't stress enough why they need to start right now.
Absolutely. So give your three tips for entrepreneurs just beginning in general to help them stay motivated if they're in the same scenario as you. You know, I grew up in a small town in the Central California, and it's, you know, big on farming and oil and not too much business, more or less cash flow coming through the city. And one of the struggles that I had was staying motivated consistently, whether that's behind a screen, whether that's reading, whether that's waking up at a certain time, staying consistent in my schedule, daily life. What would be your three tips to entrepreneurs to help them stay focused on the future and help them stay goal oriented?
Yeah. So the first thing for me is surround yourself with people that are doing the same things or doing things that you want to do. For me, I joined kind of like a brotherhood by Brody Kearns called Wake Up Wealthy. And it's just you talk to them on a monthly basis and kind of get to know exactly what everyone is doing. Talk about your goals. Why are you not motivated? And kind of like reverse engineer that to make sure that everyone in that group is achieving their goals and doing it well and really inspired to continue to going, to keep going. So for me, the first thing 100% would be surround yourself with people. If you can surround yourself with people in your area in the physical world, like I said, go ahead. That's even better than this. But if you don't, like you said, you're a small town. I'm pretty small town. So just surround yourself with those people. And another thing is get started. Like that's just the first thing. If you, you can say, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to do all this stuff. But if you're not starting, like not even tomorrow, right? If you're listening to this, start right now. Pause this. Don't even listen anymore. That's it. The podcast episode is basically over. Turn it off. Go on YouTube or message me or message him and just learn about what you want to do. Learn about the different business models. What are you passionate about? What do you like advertising? Do you like making funnels? Do you like working with Instagram? What do you like to do? Find out what you like to do and get started. You don't have to start something right now because obviously that can cost you a lot of time and money, but start learning today. Don't wait, oh, I'll look at a YouTube video tomorrow. Start looking now. Start asking questions. The people that you look up to on Instagram that are doing what you want to do, message them. Don't be afraid. They don't answer you. There are millions of other people that are just like them doing what you want to do. So definitely get started and don't be afraid to ask for help, whether that's me or anyone. If you want to get started with podcasting, obviously either of us are great people to ask. But even without us, you can ask anyone that you want. So obviously the first step is just getting started and surrounding yourself with good people and asking for help. Those three things have been the most important things that have gotten me to where I am today. And I'm super, super grateful for all the people that have contributed to my success and my continued journey. Obviously, I'm very young, but I'm just getting started.
That's the best part. The journey is the best part of life.
Exactly. I love it.
So just to kind of wrap up, where can my listeners learn more about you? Where can they get connected if they want to get you on their podcast? Where can they make it happen?
Exactly, guys. So my Instagram is rom.raviv. You guys could message me there. Or if you guys want to, I have a website, romraviv.com. You guys, there's a contact form there. Or my YouTube channel, Ram Raviv. If you guys type in Ram Raviv, basically anywhere, you guys will find it. It's got the drip logo right there. I don't know if this is a video, but definitely if you guys have any questions, I'm not like as famous as a lot of other people. So I usually like to take time with people that genuinely want to ask questions and take action. So if anyone out there really wants to get started with anything, I can kind of lead you to the right people if you guys need and anything like that. So 100%, man, it was really a pleasure going on this podcast, dropping some value for the listeners, kind of insight on what it takes, especially as a college freshman, just getting started with the whole, not only college, but entrepreneurship as a whole.
Likewise, Ram, it was a pleasure. I appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
Thank you, man.